When I was asked that I was going to preach in this congregation and that there are two congregations who have the basic English and this sort of, when I said, oh, you should have put me in the basic English because English is my fourth language. So I don't know if I belong to the basic or to the elementary. So, but anyway, it is God's word, and I believe that God will help me and will give you the understanding of the new accent of an Englishman coming from Africa. I bring you greetings from the Christian brethren in Sierra Leone. Of course, a lot of you are familiar with Sierra Leone because in this congregation, I've seen my predecessor, people who labor for the Lord in that country. And today, I am following their footsteps to bring the gospel to my beloved brothers and sisters in Sierra Leone. And so I bring greetings from them. And I want to thank you, especially this congregation, because of your support and the love that you have for the church in Sierra Leone and the ministry there. You have helped, you have built the church, the school, the education ministry of that young church for the years past, and you are continuing doing that. God bless you. So the brethren have asked me to extend their greetings to you, and they appreciate the good things that you have been doing. And this morning, I want to share with us from the familiar text that was read in the New Testament. I want to thank the pastor for adding the Old Testament reading. I actually didn't have time to look over and send it, but then he was able to find a matching text in the Psalms 40. Seeking God, seeking a merciful God. And that is what I want to talk on this morning. All of us are seekers, in one way or the other. There are things we need in life. There are things we want helped, either from our neighbors, from our friends, from parents, from our spouse. But more importantly, we need God's mercy in our lives. Our songs this morning tells us of our confession, of our commitment in what we need from God. And even our confessions as well. We acknowledge that indeed we are sinners and we need the mercy of God, because we cannot save ourselves except God himself show us the mercy. And God has been a merciful God from generation past. And that is why today we have the salvation. We have Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. The story in Mark chapter 10 is a very familiar text, a very familiar story about a blind man who was seeking God, who was seeking for mercy. There are two things involved here. First of all, Bartimaeus was seeking for help from people that are passing by because he was handicapped. He could not help himself. He needed somebody to come to his aid, and he needed the people to help him. And secondly, he needed help. He needs the mercy of God. And I believe that Bartimaeus, this man, might have heard about the mercy that Jesus showed, a merciful God, God that heals, God that provides, because Jesus not only healed the physical, but he also healed the spiritual as well. He provides food, he provides healing, he provides sight to people that needed sight. And so this man was there sitting by the roadside, hoping that one day I will either see this Jesus or he will pass by where I am so that I can also obtain this mercy. I believe that was his hope. That reminds me, years ago, I was in my village one day and I was driving by. I saw a blind man sitting by the roadside and he was begging. So I stopped the car, came out of the car and gave him small thing, coins. And he was so grateful. He was so happy. He said, my son, though he can't see, but he know that he must be a young person. He said, my son, thank you very much for this. Let God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. So he poured all the blessings and wishes upon me. I said, thank you, I left. And so I came back the same route, and the same man was sitting there, and he was begging again. So I stopped the car again. I went over to him. I said, pa, I was the one that just passed here about 30 minutes ago and have given you. He said, oh, because I cannot see. So I don't see people who give me gifts. I don't see people who show mercy unto me. But I sense when people are passing by and they show me mercy. Thank you for what you did. And I left. He has to ask me again because he cannot see. Bartimaeus could not see. But he knew that there is a God who is a merciful God. And he has to seek for that God. And that God, when he finds him, he will find joy. When he finds him, he will find that which he needs in life. When he gets in contact with that God. So the Bible says that day, that fateful day, let me put it this way, that God was also seeking for the sinner. We saw in the story of Genesis, God came. I was looking for Adam and Eve and asked, where are you? He was seeking for them. Am I right? Yes. So it was two people now. God coming, Bartimaeus coming, and they have to meet somewhere. Approaching, there was crowd. The Bible says there was a multitude. A multitude means there were so many people. That reminds me of political rallies and big conference in Africa where you see a big politician will come, everybody in the village, people will come with the slogan of their political party and yelling and say, this is my... And so, there was that one. So people were coming. And Bartimaeus was sitting there begging, what could be happening? I can't see. Do I need to run away? Do I need to run because the noise is unusual? It's unusual happening that day. And I'm sure the blind man might have touched somebody that was sitting near him and said, what is happening? What is happening here? He said, it is Jesus. Jesus. Jesus? That Jesus Christ that I've heard of him? That Jesus that I heard that I healed people, that Jesus that I heard that I fed thousands of people, today is going to be my day. Today I'm going to see this Jesus. Today I am going to meet this Jesus. And the Bible says, he shouted. Say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. If not because I'm in America, I would have demonstrated in Africa, but it is in me. Let me do it so that you see. What I think, but he must, how he shouted, he was calling on this merciful God. Said, David, son of David, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And people say, hey, you are making noise. Blind man, keep quiet. Jesus cannot listen to you. There are so many people. Keep quiet there. And I believe Bartimaeus said, yes, I am blind. I can't see. But God has not sealed my mouth. My mouth is not sealed. I can't see, but I can open my mouth. And so instead of him to be quiet, Bartimaeus, the Bible says, he shouted the more. Do you want me to shout? Are you sure? I was told that in America, you don't shout when you preach. Eh? Okay. Pardon me for today, yeah? Pardon me for today. So he said, son of David, have mercy on me. Wow. And so this is somebody, just one person, and then there was a multitude, a crowd, the noise of the crowd, and his single voice passed through the crowd. Went as an electric current and passed through the crowd, phew, into the ears of Jesus. And Jesus heard him. A seeker, somebody who needs something. He will be determined, he will be zealous, he will be so act to make sure that, hey, what he wants, he gets it. So his voice, just one voice, was able to overshadow the entire crowd that was there. And it went straight into the ear of a merciful God. God that hears the cry of the suffering servant. God that hears the cry of the one that is in pain. God that hears the cry of the one that needs help. God that hears the cry of the one that needs salvation. He heard it and he stopped. The entire crowd stood still for that one single voice. A merciful God, if not a merciful God. If it were like the politicians in back in my country, who will hear that blind man? Who will care? The siren, the noise, who will even care to listen to a poor man sitting by the roadside begging? But Jesus had it. Probably you'll be thinking, what is this man talking about seeking a merciful God? Do I need a merciful God? Do I need mercy from somebody? I'm okay. That reminds me, let me tell you another story. I was in UK sometimes, and I went to a church. Within the week, I made friends. So I was expecting that, on Sunday, I will see them in church. And on Sunday, I went there. I couldn't see them. And what I saw in the church were mostly 99% gray hair people. The older people. The young people I met within the week, I couldn't see them in the church. The energetic, strong young men, I couldn't see them in the church. So what has happened? Or maybe they went to another church. After service, I was coming and I met them. They were playing. We are used to this one we hold. So when this one is hanging there, you touch it, you wouldn't know. Anyway, bear with me. So, this young man, I met the young man. Can somebody help me? Still working?
Yeah.
Okay. Next time, if I come, it will not fall down. Hallelujah. So, I met them again. I said, I didn't see you in church. What happened? You didn't go to church? He laughed. They laughed at me and said, it is you that need God. We don't need God. We have everything that we need. We don't need God. So I was shocked. So you don't need God? You don't need salvation? I said, what is salvation? And I believe there are so many people like that. There are many people like that. But there are people too that are seeking for salvation. That are seeking for the mercy of God in their life. Just like Bartimaeus. Jesus stopped. He called him. And he got what he needed. Then you may be wondering, what has that to do with us? Yes. I'm not a blind man. No, at the Sierra Leone, are blind people. But there are people that need Jesus, that need the salvation, that need somebody, that need you and I to bring them to Jesus. The story of Bartimaeus here shows us vividly different kinds of pictures of different people. There are people who stopped him and said, keep quiet. We don't need you. Jesus will not listen to you. And he persisted in calling. Today, there are souls that are dying. There are souls that need salvation. There are souls that need salvation in the Middle East. There are souls that need salvation in Africa. There are souls that need salvation even here in North America. They need someone. They need you and I to bring them to this Jesus. Of course, there are times, there are people, there are things surrounding us that are stumbling blocks, that are hindrances, that will stop people from coming to Jesus, will stop us from reaching to people. But there are voices, there are people that still are willing. Within the congregation, there were those who say, keep quiet. Keep quiet. And when Jesus heard, he said, come, let him come. There are people who went, ran quickly and met Bartimaeus and said, come, come, he's calling you. Come, he's calling you. That is what the world needed. That is what people who are dying their sin needed. People that will bring them to Jesus. That will bring them to Jesus. The country of Sierra Leone had had contact with Christianity for over 200 years. But today, it's unfortunate. 80% of the population of that country are not Christians. They are not Christians. They are Muslims or traditionalists. Only 20%, maybe even less than, that are Christians, that go to church. And out of this, someone will say, some are Catholic. Some are evangelicals. They need someone to say to them, come, come, he's calling you. Come, he's calling you. They need someone like you and me. Of course, there are people who were stopping, and then there are people who came and were calling. When I was reading this text, a lot of thought came to mind. I said, why should these people turn to say to Bartimaeus, say, come, he is calling you. These were the same people who has asked him to be quiet. And then they now turn and say, come, they are calling you. Then a thought came to mind, coming from Africa, I know what sometimes people do to lobby. To lobby. They'll go. Probably they come to tell him, say, oh, you know what? People were stopping you. I was the one that talked to Jesus to call you. So come. But Bartimaeus, when you go to Jesus, maybe Jesus will give you something. If he gives you, remember me in your kingdom. People do that. People do that today. It might not be happening here, but it's happening in other places. There are people who always block others. I've been preaching in Africa for several years now, so I have so many stories. I don't want to preoccupy your mind with stories, otherwise I would have told you one more story. But let me just share it, so that even if you don't remember the message, you can remember the story. There was a time we were planning for a program in our church back in Nigeria then. And then we wanted some help from individuals. But to get to that man we wanted to meet was so difficult because of his position and what have you. So we knew somebody who knew him, and we went through that person and said, please, can you talk to this man? We want to see him. Say, ah, no. This man, he doesn't have time. He will not see people. Then I said to my colleague, I said, you know what? Let's go. God will open a way where there is no way. So we went to the city. We flew from Abuja to Lagos, where that man was. And then we went around. And then we met another person. He asked her, what are you here for? We explained our mission. Then he said, have you seen this person? We said, who? He mentioned that person that we wanted to see. We said, we have not seen him, and we wish to see him. Then he asked, are you interested in seeing him? We said, of course, we want to. Somebody have told us that it's not possible to see him. And someone is telling us here that, are you interested to see him? So we say, yes. So he went, spoke to the man, and the man gave us an appointment. We went to him, we met him, our problem was solved. Our problem was solved. There are people today who are hindrances to the gospel. God gave us opportunity in order to promote the gospel, in order to bring people to Christ, but we are blocking. Sometimes we don't even want to invest our resources in growing the church, in bringing people to Christ.
Just like this group of people who say, Bartimaeus, keep quiet. But Bartimaeus say, God has blinded my eyes, but he has not sealed my mouth. And he shouted him more. And Jesus heard him. Jesus invited him. Of course, this is somebody who was there begging for arm, for assistance, for food. But when he met Jesus, he now changed the topic. Because he knew that if I'm able to see, I'll not be begging. If I'm able to see, I will also bring others to Jesus. And he told Jesus, "So all I want to know, all I want from you is I want to see. Not your money, but I want to see." Jesus said to him, "Your faith has healed you." A merciful God is God that hears. It God that had mercy. It's a God that has compassion for the dying soul, for the soul that is suffering. He needs you and I to bring such people. Some of you must be passing through some challenges in life. Some challenges that you don't share. We all want to be on our own because our culture doesn't allow us to go and tell people, share our problem. So we are so individualistic in our homes and we are suffering. If Bartimaeus has remained in his house, do you think we have met Jesus? He came and sat, was waiting for Jesus. Call on him today. He's ever ready, a merciful God, ever ready to hear the cry of his servant. What do you need Jesus to do in your life? What do I need Jesus to do in my life? There are people there that need Jesus. There are people that are crying for mercy, as I said earlier, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Africa, in Sierra Leone. They are crying, they need Jesus. Every day they call, "Reverend, when are you coming to start a church in our place? We want Jesus. We want that you are Jesus. That Jesus that you are serving is a merciful Jesus. Bring that Jesus to us. We want him in our community." It is left for you and I that will bring these people to Jesus. We should not stop them from coming to Jesus like others did. But Jesus, a merciful God, is ever ready. What are you passing through? That merciful God is here for you. Probably this is the only chance that you may have. You never knew that today that poor man from Africa will come and tell you about this merciful God. Probably you have zero of your mind and say that God has forgotten about me. God doesn't care about me. God cares more about other people. No, you are contemplating something to do negatively, bad. That merciful God is still there for you. Willing to say to you, "Come." And even saying it today, "Come, come. What do you want me to do for you? My child, what is your problem? What is your challenge? Are you passing through depression? Are you passing through some challenges in life? Because you have lost a loved one? Come." That is Jesus' invitation. That God that you seek, the merciful God, is so compassionate. He's so willing. He stood down to the level of Bartimaeus. He doesn't care what position you are. He's ever ready to come to you. That's why he says in Revelation, he said, "Behold, I am standing at the door and knock. And anyone who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dwell with him. He's ever ready to give you that salvation. But don't forget, our brothers and sisters need Jesus. They need someone to bring them to Jesus. They need someone to tell them who Jesus is so that they can have the salvation that you and I have. Are you ready to partner and bring the salvation? Coincidentally, this year, we are celebrating 100 years of Johanna Veenstra going to Africa. Some of you have read the story of this young lady that went. She died. It was 29 years after her death that I was born. But I had a story. And today, God has called me today to join you to celebrate the life of this that brought Jesus, that brought the light of Jesus through the Reformed World and Life View to people in Africa. More than a million souls today are professing members of the Christian Reformed Church. And more importantly, believers in Jesus Christ. Believers in Jesus Christ. Are you ready to bring people to Jesus, to the merciful Father? He's ever ready to listen. I pray that we will bring several Bartimaeus to Jesus. The needy. Those who need Jesus. When I say needy, I'm talking of people who need salvation in their life. It's not a physical need alone, but people who need salvation. They need to be saved. They need someone like you and I to tell them. Shall we pray? Merciful Father, the story of Bartimaeus tells us of how merciful you are. You don't discriminate. You don't take people because of their positions or their status in the society. You came down low to call Bartimaeus to yourself. Today, as a congregation, we have a duty, we have a responsibility to bring these people, to bring people that have not known you as their personal Lord and Savior to you. Help us that God will not be a hindrance to the gospel. That people who seek you will find you. People who will not allow anything to distract them. Help us to be that. Thank you, God, for your word this morning. And for your mercy upon our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.